the people of the native origin in Canada, that their rights are not being looked after. And so it's already a matter of international diplomacy that when you have a man like the Pope ask the president what he's doing to protect native rights, you know it's already a concern of conscience. And I certainly hope that the works of the Honorable Judge Berger will carry on in that light. And I hope that the documentation provided by the traditional tribe, the Tashakmute tribe of St. Michael, will help towards that end. I could go on for at least another 3 hours, but there may be somebody else who wants to talk.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad we heard from the delegation from St. Michael. Very pleased. All right. Charlie Henry. I'm just reading what they're writing here for me.
I'm Albert Kimmelkirk from Koyuk. I'm sure glad they paid our transportation down here again to talk. I was here last year when they had the same meeting. I thought sure we had everything fixed at that time, but I see we have to come and talk about it again. For my part, as your honor, I sure want to thank you to come here to take our problems, what we need in our Eskimo way of living. I sure like that myself, the culture that we lived for quite a few years since I happened to know myself. And I know that each of us would like to keep that same culture that we live. Quite a few years ago, Chuck Decknan, father of Chuck, he used to come to our village up at Koyuk. While I didn't know anything about meetings at that time, he used to talk about IRA and all that. I should have known a little better to listen to him at that time. But I was just too young, I think, to learn a little bit more about Eskimo way of living. So I think, my part myself, I sure like to keep the way that we live before we heard about 1991 that is coming, and I'm sure scared of that too myself. So I haven't got much to talk about. So I think the way I think, a lot of us know our parents, how they lived long time ago. So we should try and follow them as best as we can. As most countries, they fight for their own country themselves. So we have to fight for our country too, ourselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hello, amigo. My name is Charlie Henry. Come from Koyuk. We can go any place hunting. About 74 years nuna ma iloni. Tawro ma iloni nuna aktunga. Tat namik tamna atuk kaput tay rumatun atuk koyu malala ya tam nuna kaput. Ute lugu tay na to kaput inu pad inu na sakput. Pak ma nalawa mo inu yak subo sakuting. Tawra nuna na talaga atiut. Tawro ma ngakaktunga Daib kwa hantirol sumig kalikak talirak ring hantirol daib kwa ilat angukat ka inuit. Kalikak tanik pilaichut. Hantirak tut tat pabunga kayok tunik pinna harik tunik sawra minik tak tamat kuning atat tay minu naak tukul mit kolengnik. Tawadok sule inu paak tanik nikiksanik. Nalawa mo ito tamahan ni ayaw naktut. Dahil namig taam na nuna ikakput. Makuha si buwan ato ukabo nuna ikabo tamat ko dahil lumatun utarin luwe. Taso ulala at katawa sumahalo samne. Dahil ingilak tayo man ingilakal ni nuna sa ptikton. Dahil namig taam rumi nga ukakto nga makuni nga suli land claim manig Naluk lunga ay pani ilaliuti binaksunga. Nalung ni cuma pinayay chunga. Ubago land claimani kuma tamna kanusi krauma tuni isiga. Tabra akinur kat ngoklunga taok tayma land claimali man nga angek chunga. Sunawo mistay laksunga. Tabrumi nga land claimamik. Tabra chingo batigun Kangek sila tayo. Land claim ako pati ilo ni tao naman ni tao ni kanakal ni hunter siyo din. Abu ng sila tayo ng bilang si tao naman ilo ni ilipin na siyo din. Land claim mo ilo ni tao ra find now tako ma koyang nila alak tunga isumab kun. Dahil kami nalulu ni switcho sule angek kinao ni isong switcho. Tao naman ng kaktunga Daib kwa pakma tukung ngicum inu pada daib kwa taat na taman upit kaya ita adit kutok kanal inu na aura taat namik imna kuyo ura tignan kuyong me ukaw di siwa nga ilago kuyong me ura taat namik kuyo ura nalung ngicuya kuyong me nuna akman taat na frank tignan taat namik Tahu belum waktu nggak? Tahu belum atau tahu nak nunak put utak koyu malala ya? Atau naik lu hantek tahu kalau nggak hantek tala kau belum kau tinggal lagi ini watak tuat. Tala orang nak utar nunak orang put nunak ikak put. Simbe kau panggil malala ya tahu nak isak sila kau put tahu belum put kalala ya? Tahu mak tak sila utak ukal yok.
That was Charlie Henry for his interpretation. I'll make it short and brief. And the way he said it was, our ancestors never complained and had never complained, and they worked together and they hunted together and share what they could get from their land. And the way he said that our forefathers never had hunting license when they went out hunting. And so today he said that going into hunting that you gotta have license in order to hunt. And all these parts that he's talking about is to where he want the old tradition ways to come back or have the IRAs to how to handle our land. And today he want the old ways to be revised. And on land claims that he said that by mistake that when they were putting land claims that he had made a mistake to go through the claims or land claims because there was some money involved in there, and then he fall for that also. But that he make clear to us that he wanted the traditional ways to be practiced.
Your Honor, before I introduce myself, I plead not guilty. My name is Fred Kayuklik, better known as Fred Allen here in Uncleet. I was born and raised here. And since the native land claim, the first checks I thought to us, you know, ladies and gentlemen, out Nilak through silk. But I'm still new looking through cotton. and I find out the value of the land and the subsistence rights there and everything is worth new looking through cotton. They'll interpret it later on. Well, somebody got to make you guys laugh. But when we come to 1991, ladies and gentlemen, let's not sell. Please don't sell. That's the value of the, we got what we want, but we still got to get more. We're still searching, all of us. We're trying to reach our goal, and we'll never get it because there's always tomorrow. We will make it if we just don't divide. If we stand united, we'll make it. And I just got back from Seattle last week, and my aunt said hi to every one of you.
Thank you.
Berger and fellow natives, I just want to say a few things too. I when you introduced the meeting, you said it was for land claims and the issue of 1991. That's all I understood what it meant to meet here. Anyhow, about the land claims, way before it ever was talked about, I thought of claiming a lot that was down in Roseburg. I was in the hospital for 20 years and I had a lot of time to think. Anyhow, that was just a wide thinking, and I thought I'd do it, and not knowing I'd do it. Anyhow, my chance came in 1971, and I thought I'd claim a lot. I thought of claiming a lot, but my mother beat me to it. She claimed a lot, and I just played the game, went along, and I know I'd get a chance to claim a lot too sometimes. Anyhow, it came this far, and I never claimed a lot. But my mother gave me the lot, of course. She passed it on to me, what she claimed. And I never thought that it'd go this far. I thought it would just be a little lot where I could build a house, build this, and enjoy life and not bother anybody. And in case anybody came and bothered me, I thought the government was behind me. And of course, everybody knows who the government is. And to me, that is good life. I still have the lot. I enjoy it. And doesn't bother anybody, and nobody bothers me. So that's the way I see about the lot and about the land. Eventually it came to me that it was the land claim. And of course the $40 million acre land claim. Well, that's my opinion. And of course I'm never too right. And about, you mentioned about 1991. Well, I thought to myself too during that time that I'd always think of that claim. Let me say it this way. I'd always think of that claim, land claim, was just a land claim, not what it is now, the corporation, and what it stands for now. And I thought if that ever came up, that would be something way up where it wouldn't be just a little plaything to talk about whenever you wanted to. Well, I still think of it that way, and I thought about it this evening. And I'm glad I came to this meeting. And anything that's worked into comes into some good. So whatever becomes of the corporation, I think that's not just a little plaything. It's got to be worked about, thought about, and everything else, what it stands for, worked at. And that's all I have to say about this little speech I have. And of course, that's my opinion. And not really an opinion, but my thinking. And I like the land claims, but to anything what I try to do, they always go with me, and they never are against me. So I think it's good to me anyhow. I don't know the rest. And that's all I have to say for the speech here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
For the record, that was Lars Susuk.
Honorable Judge Thomas Berger, on behalf of the Iloquet Native Corporation and representing the board as their chairman, we have talked about the interest and the certainties of providing some form of testimony since you're here. We welcome your presence here in Iloquet and the Inuit Circumpolar Conference inquiry into the current status of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of December 1971 and its impact on us as indigenous people. It is heartening to know that there are other indigenous peoples who are concerned about our affairs and the critical issues of survival facing all of us. We can say we are not alone. The Iloquet Native Corporation is the seventh largest village corporation of Angska corporations. We have been in business about 10 years now. During the past 10 years, we have been able to convey annual shareholders meetings for purposes of electing our directors, ratifying actions produced by the board, and answer questions raised by shareholders. To date, we have not paid dividends to our shareholders because of the inability of our business entities to generate sufficient funds. We have placed on a ballot for shareholders' decision to distribute capital assets to Class A shareholders, and these ballot questions have never passed. The Iloquet Native Corporation is one of the largest employer of shareholders in our community. We have a total of 23 persons fully working full-time. The corporation operates a retail general merchandise store, a garage, fuel, oil, and gas sales, interest in local fisheries, and business rentals. A majority of our customers are our own shareholders. On land-related issues, we are now in the process of actively conducting our required reconveyance of lands to residents, nonprofits, municipals, and agencies who have valid rights defined in Angska. The corporation is proceeding in good faith and anticipates that this requirement of law will be completed at an early date. However, if there are disputes and conflicts, it can place this program completion date far into the future, as there are at least 100 village corporations that have the same task, and the United States Government of Interior, Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management is the only entity that is authorized by law to survey these lands, so recipients will get clear title to land so that they can proceed with their business without having to get permission and clearance from the corporation. As it is now, the corporation is considered by some as an impediment to the individual and agency field being free to exercise their rights as legal owners of their property because of a lack of clear title. It has taken us 10 years to get to this stage. In order for us to successfully clear this requirement, it requires cooperation, understanding, and agreement of all parties involved to get this task done. There is great pressure exerted from both within and out of the corporation to make land available in the community. The board must maintain in their deliberations and final actions so that they will not be held liable for wasting corporate assets by distributing lands without considering all legal implications. The important issues facing us as corporations are the need for residential lands and utilities, dividend and benefits to shareholders, elders' benefits, protection of corporate lands in perpetuity, unlawful trespass on corporate lands, maintaining protections of subsistence activities on corporate and public lands, and need for creating employment opportunities in the community. The Outer Continental Shelf leased exploration and potential development in Norton Sound initiated by the federal government and oil industry will provide much pressure from the outside as evidenced by the recent state offering of tide lands leases for industrial purposes and potential federal opening of adjacent public lands for settlement, oil and gas leasing, hard rock, and placer mining. We will find more outsiders drifting in our region and village in anticipation of another Prudhoe Bay. The issue of 1991 is of great concern to our corporation. We will see erosion of our ancestral heritage. What will happen to our future generations if we inadvertently lose an inch or more of their homeland? To be a responsible director of ANSCA and also for the United Native Corporations, you are forced into position to provide a variety of different assignments, some of them being having knowledge of the corporation that must be preserved, enhanced, and also enjoyed for shareholders. Employment, protection of subsistence rights, freedom to enjoy your homeland, and continued sense of community well-being are at the forefront of each director, however their long tenure on the board will, I guess, be met at each meeting. As we are experiencing, it appears that our own state government will not recognize our tribal government as a viable entity, a nonprofit corporation, and will block the tribal government from obtaining recognition entitled to the rightful lands in our community. We have been formally advised to that effect. The corporation, through its policies and procedure, recognizes the valid existing rights of the tribal government as evidenced by our actions in the past and present. In our day-to-day operations of the corporation, we must rely on the people we hire. It is not an easy task to select a general manager who will be competent and willing to meet the challenge to guide us with all the federal rules and state compliances and fulfill the expectations of each stockholder and director at the same time. At the same time, generate profits from the corporation may be the only operational business entity in the community that has the goal to provide economic and cultural well-being of the shareholders who in turn form the majority of the population of the community. If each of our shareholders feel enjoyed an economic self-sufficiency through full employment, we feel the corporate entity may have a chance at survival. But as it exists, it appears we are alone in seeking to fulfill this goal, as evidenced by the hiring practices and business opportunities promoted by the state and federal agencies and private enterprises in our community today. The original 828 shareholders of Unalakleet Native Corporation have now increased to 1,076 persons owning different numbers of shares. They have in good faith abided with the terms of ANSCA. It is not an easy task to live with ANSCA on a basis that is compatible with their collective worldview. Subsistence activities as they relate to the shareholders' enjoyment of freedom on their lands are suffering increased pressure of fish and game enforcement. It is becoming the feeling that even this is our land, we cannot do anything on it. Is there any relief in sight? If federal and state enforcement regulations are not compatible with the residents' lifestyle, We do not see anything positive happening. When development occurs in our region, we will find that the sportsmen will take precedence. We ask that measure be taken to ensure the developers and their support service contractors to be held to compliance in respect to the highest priority placed on subsistence by the local indigenous people. If this does not occur, then how can we physically and spiritually survive as a people and culture? This, in brief, is a picture of our corporation prescribed by our national government. The shareholders and the board are deeply concerned about preserving our land and assets for all future generations to have and to hold. We need to have Congress revise the law to allow the elders to receive benefits now, enable shareholders to use their activities, not to allow stock to be sold, and most importantly, for lands to be placed so that the corporate entity cannot sell or impair the estate. Our land is our life. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Could you let us have that?
I'd like to remove myself to as chairman, and I have some personal ideas that I also would like to share. I guess one of the things that have disturbed me quite a bit over the years that I guess in trying to follow and understand the lands claims issue has been, I guess, at fault of the government. I guess going back several years when Senator Dirksen has been one of the people that I admired quite a bit, and one of his phrases that he utilized was that with his low tone of voice, he expressed a phrase similar to this: they had to whack the devils out of them. And it was in reference to something that was done in Congress. And I guess for our legislators in passing ANGSCA, that's what I would like to say to them. Thank you.
And with that note, I think we'll conclude in recess for tonight. The people of St. Michael and Stebbins, I've got arrangements for you to stay over at the Head Start building for those of you who are not staying in the homes. We'll reconvene again here at the same time. I mean, we'll at the same place at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. And I think it'll go on until 5, is that right?
Well, as long as we need to. May I just say that I appreciate all the presentations made tonight. They've been very helpful, and I'm very glad all of you came. We will convene again at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll carry on until 5 or whatever time. When people have run out of things to say, I guess that's when we'll wrap it up tomorrow. But I hope you can be here at 10 o'clock in the morning or sometime through the morning or the afternoon, and we'll carry on then. Anything else, Weaver?
No, that's all I have.
Okay, thanks. Well. Such luck. Sure. No. You must. Lots of non-native people speak. And in fact, everywhere we've been, usually the priest or the clergyman has spoken.
Where was this?
Well, for instance, Father Carling spoke at Nome.
Oh, did he?
Most places the church people participate.
So. Mine is very.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Okay.